Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM, KBBS. Good morning. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street in Buffalo. Joining me today from the Johnson County Library, Cynthia Twing and Heather Kazara. Ladies, thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Thanks, Brady.
We're going to talk about some of the happenings at the library. And Heather, one of the new programs out is a Wednesday deal called Brown Bags and Books. What can you tell us about that?
Well, it's for adults. We have some awesome programming for families and children, but this one is for folks that can just bring their lunch if they feel like it and listen to stories read to them by staff members or community members.
And it's over the noon hour then there at the library. People just stop in with their lunch and sit down and enjoy some story time.
Yes, yes. We gather. They can start coming a little bit before. We don't start reading until they gather about 10 after, so it gives folks time to get there.
Okay.
Then we have, 20, 30 minutes of presentation, and then a little discussion or regathering for folks afterwards, so they can get back to work.
Absolutely. And you've had a couple of these already. It started out here in February on the 7th. Nancy Tabb read some local humorous history stories. How did that that program go over?
Wow, that was our first one, and what a success. It was a nice way to start off with Nancy. It was so successful that Nancy will start doing the first Wednesday of each month.
Oh, very nice.
She was sent home with some homework, so if you didn't come back this Wednesday, she does have a list for you of the books she read from and the different stories, and that can just be picked up in the lobby of the library.
So there were people that heard some of the stories and said, well, where did that come from?
Right.
I want to check out more of that.
Yeah. And everybody knows Nancy Tabb, and she's such a great storyteller, and so it was a nice fun presentation.
Sure. And then this week, it was Steve Raza was there. He was reading some excerpts from Fighting the Flying Circus by Eddie Rickenbacker.
Right. So Eddie Rickenbacker, so the Flying Circus was the Red Baron, and we learned, well, he wasn't the Red Baron, but it was during World War I, so some really fun stories. And we have lots of books to offer, a lot of history back then. And so that was a fun presentation as well.
When I hear the Red Baron, I think of Snoopy.
Snoopy.
Right? Snoopy's
absolutely
flying around. His house is the
with
airplane.
With his root beer.
Yeah. So you got another one coming up next week, and then is it going to go through February? Is it going to go beyond February?
We do have folks scheduled beyond February.
Okay.
So I think this is going to be something that we can offer at least until summertime. Staff-wise, with summer reading and such, we may not be able to offer it through the summer months, but look forward to us offering something every Wednesday.
Yeah, and it's kind of nice for people to just, maybe they're at work and they're off for the noon hour for lunch, just to stop in and be able to unwind and relax.
Just relax. They can bring their knitting if they feel like it, coloring. They can just sit and twiddle their thumbs and listen. So yeah, it's just something for us grown-ups to enjoy a fun story.
Yeah, well, you mentioned you always have stuff for the kids and whatnot. This is the first I've heard of at a story time for adults.
Yeah, we've noticed it in other communities around the United States, and we just thought, wow, I think we can offer that to our folks here in town.
How did this idea, how did it come about? Who spotted this first? Like somewhere else, or how did it come about to bring it here?
I did.
Why do you say that hesitantly?
Well, I don't want to take all of the credit because it is a library function.
Sure.
But we have been playing with some different things for adults. I know there's a lot of stuff going on in the community for everybody, and we at the library just wanted to jump in. We have such an awesome space that we really felt that something is out there to offer to our adults.
Sure.
And maybe this is it.
And this is just free of charge? People just show up?
They just show up.
All right.
Yes, just come.
And they need to bring their own lunch if they want to eat, but you guys offer some drinks, some beverages?
We do. We have the beverages, because sometimes that can be tricky getting your beverages. So, and then sometimes there's a little bit of chocolate or some cookies, so there might be a little... there might be a little treat.
Sure.
But yeah, it's really fun to see folks bring their lunch boxes and their brown bags. And we've seen folks come in with takeout boxes, so it's been fun.
Sure, excellent. But, so the next one will be next Wednesday on the 21st. Again, that's over the noon hour. So grab your lunch and stop on in.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely. And Cynthia, the other thing we're going to talk about this morning is the upcoming quilt show.
Yes, for the 22nd year, the library will be working with the Buffalo Quilting Gals and co-sponsoring the annual quilt show.
And tell us a little bit about the quilt show. What exactly is it?
Well, donors bring in quilts. They can be quilts of any age, vintage to new, and all sorts of techniques. The wider the variety, the better. We're accepting quilts for hanging on the 2nd and 3rd of March. And then Sunday morning, the 4th, we'll have a crew to hang quilts up. Last year we had over 50 quilts hanging in the library, and so it turns into a glorious show. We have people come from all around the state, actually, to look at the quilt show during that month that it's up.
Now, are you just showing the quilts? Are they for sale?
No, they are not for sale. It's just a display.
Okay, gotcha.
And it's a celebration of National Quilting Month.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So March is National Quilting Month.
It is.
Okay, very cool.
Yeah.
You know, I saw, speaking of quilts, I saw one that, and I think it was a relative, like one of my parents' cousins. Anyway, they had this quilt, and she had made it for her husband. He had some old t-shirts, bunch of old t-shirts, like bands on them, that sort of thing, and cut them out and made this whole quilt out of them. And it was really cool to see when it was finished, you know, because he probably t-shirts he'd never wear again or was going to throw away. But now, you know, it's a memory blanket is basically what it is.
That's cool. And that's the beauty of quilts. They can be made out of anything. We had quilts made out of royal crown bags.
Somebody had 100 bags and didn't know what to do with them and thought, you know what, I'm going to make a quilt.
Yep, exactly. But every quilt is unique. Every quilt has a story. And we try to record those. When people bring their quilts in to register them for the show, we ask them to give us some kind of a description. And if there's a story behind the quilt. And then we have a brochure for people to look at as they walk around. The quilts will be numbered. And so a description and a little conversation about that quilt will be there for people to read. It just is one of my favorite things that we do during the year.
Yeah, it's very cool. And if people want to donate a quilt to this, want to have their quilt displayed, how do they go about that?
The quilt forms are available. Quilt registration forms are available at the front desk. Or they can just register them as they come in that 2nd or 3rd of March.
And so how long are they on display? Is it just the one day on the 4th?
No, they will be up the whole month of March.
Oh, okay.
And actually this year, because of the way Easter falls on the first Sunday in April, they'll be up for an extra week. So they'll be up clear into the first week of April.
Okay, so people can come in and check those out. Is there any in the past shows, you said, this is the 22nd year? Did
mm-hmm.
I hear that right? And is there any that stick out to you? Like, I remember this quilt, you know, because it was just such a great quilt. Is there anything
well,
that sticks
the
out?
Royal Crown quilt. There are, I'll just put it this way, in every show, there is always one, and we give people the opportunity to vote on the best of show.
Oh, okay.
And so there is always one that catches people's eye and really
wins the People's Choice Award.
Wins the People's Choice Award. Yeah.
Very cool. So that's coming up March 4th. If you want to check that out, those things will be hanging up throughout the entire month. And as Cynthia mentioned, into very early April as well. So you get a few extra days to stop in and see the quilt show. Cynthia, anything else you want to toss in there about the quilt show before we wrap it up?
Kind of a request for people to share their quilts. We always hope for at least 40 quilts to be up. And so if you have a quilt you want to share, please share it with the community.
And, how many do you normally get to display? Is there an average number in your head where it's like, yeah, usually about 40, 45?
That's a usual number. And last year we had, I think we had 56.
Oh, wow.
So we were scrambling to find space for every quilt.
That's a good problem to have.
Yes,
better than
it
the
is.
Other way around,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. So that quilt show coming up starting in early March. Talking here with Cynthia Twing and Heather Kazara from the Johnson County Library. Ladies, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Brady.
Absolutely. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM and 103.5 FM, KBBS. It's Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by The Prescription Shop.